Thank you. Question to Switzerland, if I may, and then a question to you, Mr. Chair. So to Switzerland, so thinking about this radius of 15 to 30 kilometers around the metropolitan areas, and so there you focus on the, let's say, commuters network, but obviously it may overlap with, well, recreational network. So let's say when it comes to situation where, of course, you will have this criterion of directness, and you already have, let's say, direct path for commuters, which is avoiding an important point of interest, then as per possibly your guidance, you would then create a parallel, or would you create a parallel route that then will help those who are leisure cyclists or tourist cyclists to exactly reach that important point of interest. So as for that aspect, would you have sometimes parallel, or would you allow for parallel networks? One is commuter, and then next to it the tourists or leisure, so that the important point of interest is reached. So pretty much how do you address that very issue, where there is some overlapping, but yet the overlapping does not serve both purposes? And then, Mr. Chair, a question to you. So you said for the commuters, the quality of surface. So typically on the, I would say on the mixed traffic, you would have a paved asphalt surface. But maybe there are too many vehicles, motorized vehicles, on that paved surface. Or maybe there are not so many, but they really go at high speeds. So if there was a possibility to have a gravel but cycle track, would that be an option? Or for commuters, that is not an option, because there will be more dirt around the bicycles for every day. So how do we cope with this? Or how do you cope with this in Slovenia? Thank you.